An environmental analysis of the fast transient at 2018 cow and implications for its progenitor and late-time brightness, by Ning Chen Sun et al. The nature of the newly discovered fast blue optical transients, FBOTs, is still puzzling astronomers. In this paper we carry out a comprehensive analysis of the molecular gas, ionized gas and stellar populations in the environment of the nearby FBOT at 2018 cow based on ALMA, VLT, MUSE and HST, WFC3 observations. A prominent molecular concentration of 6, plus or minus 1, times 10 to the power of 6 MSUNEs found in the vicinity of at 2018 cow, which has given rise to two active star-forming complexes with ages of 4 plus or minus 1 mega-year and is less than or equal to 2.5 mega-years, respectively. Each star-forming complex has a stellar mass of 3 times 10 to the power of 5 MSUN and has photoionized a giant H2 region with H-alpha luminosity even comparable to that of the 30-door mini-starburst region. At 2018 cow is spatially coincident with one of the star-forming complexes. However, it is most likely to reside in its foreground since it has a much smaller extinction than the complex. Its progenitor could have been formed at an earlier epoch in this area. If it were from a major star-forming event, the non-detection of the associated stellar population constrains the progenitor's age to be is greater than or equal to 10 mega-years and initial mass to be is less than or equal to 20 MSUN. We further find the late-time brightness of a 2018 cow is unlikely to be a stellar object. Its brightness has slightly declined from 2 years to 4 years after explosion and is most likely to originate from a 2018 cow itself due to some powering mechanism still working at such late times. This was an environmental analysis of the fast transient at 2018 cow and implications for its progenitor and late-time brightness, by Ning Chen Sun et al.